You're listening to episode number 486 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Check out the blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com. Get early and sometimes exclusive access to all things 360 Vegas, including 35 episodes of Vintage Vegas, 47 ante-ups, 87 Vegas cocktails, and lots more with a $7 per month subscription to Patreon. That's patreon.com/360vegas. And you can join the conversation on Discord with dedicated chats covering all things 360 Vegas. It's free to join, and an invite to our server can be found at 360vegaspodcast.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pools, the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo. Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
We are less than 45 days out from Vegas vacation.
Are we really?
Yes, we are.
Shit, Tony, we got to start planning.
Yeah.
We should probably talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
What cocktails will we be doing?
Yeah.
And it feels like forever since the three of us have gotten together. Because I think you were, Tony, on vacation. And then we took off last week.
Yeah, because my niece got married in Vegas. And with Vegas... I guess there's always a little, well, I guess not Vegas, with getting married, there's always a little bit of drama. We had a, the wedding was scheduled to be in a high roller pod.
At noon.
At noon. And you want to tell the story?
Sure. So the Mark gets a phone call at 11:15 saying that the high roller will not be opening until 1 or 2 o'clock. To which we were like, huh? Because we're supposed to be there at noon. So Mark's trying to call him back because he got a voicemail. Nobody's answering, so we're like, okay, you know, let's wander down there. And, you know, went in and we're like, okay, so what are our options here? Like, we have somebody getting married in the pod. Fortunately, that all probably worked out for the best. They have the couple has a 11-month-old. And he's super attached to his mom. Like, super attached. But then they were getting ready. There were so many people coming in and out of the room while she was getting ready. So, like, you know, the hairdresser, the makeup artist.
Yeah, he couldn't sleep.
So he couldn't sleep. He was kind of getting anxious with all these strangers around.
Well, and then come to find out he was also cutting a tooth.
Yeah, we didn't find that out until after.
Yeah.
Because he was a
little fussier than he normally is.
Oh, man. I felt
was surprising.
So bad for him at the end of the day. But it worked out good because we pushed it back to 2 o'clock. Which meant they could put him down for a nap,
nice.
Which helped a little bit, but she still ended up holding him the entire ceremony.
Yeah.
Tried to give him to Grandma and Grandpa. He was not going. So I don't know if I should share this fact, but I don't think Anna listened, so I don't think it'll matter.
Nice.
He was getting so fussy after the ceremony was over, so we're kind of hanging out in the pod and taking pictures, that she actually had to... go sit at a corner of the pod and feed him.
Feed him. Yeah, got it.
So we
picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, cover her up with the groom's jacket and everything else. But we got some great photos. It ended up going really well. Again, it's a wedding, so shit's bound to happen. There was some other
few other little
dramas, but it all got worked out at the end. So
good.
Yeah, it was a lot
of
fun.
Part of the story.
I was really glad to be a part of it.
We had this. I'll tell you what I thought was one of the coolest things was the sign-in driver, whatever the hell the.
the sign-and-go.
Sign-and-go.
So, I fucked up. They were going to have me do the ceremony, and I knew that because you have to apply for a license to do a ceremony, and I knew I couldn't apply more than 90 days out. I did not read the small print that said I needed to get all the paperwork in at least 30 days before. So, like, 25 days before, I was like, oh, shit. So what they ended up doing, they have all these little places that they call sign and goes. And you literally, they had an appointment booked. And
this one was in Neonopolis, though.
Yeah, this one was in Neonopolis. Oh, it's called the okay. Neon Chapel, I think.
I think so.
Was the name of it?
It was awesome.
But literally,
if I were to get married today, this is how I would do it. It was fucking awesome.
You literally just walk in. They had an appointment. You walk in. You give them the marriage license. You know, they sign it. You have a witness sign it. And the officiant there does have to ask them, you know, do you? And you got to hear an I do. But that's it. You signed it, and they filled out the paperwork, and we were in and out in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And were they technically considered married at that point?
Yes.
At that point, they were legally married.
So we did, a whole ceremony in the pod.
Right.
Like we would have a regular wedding. It just wasn't official until they went to do the sign and go. So.
And was the sign and go down that and after the
because they had their reception dinner at Pizza Rock and so it worked out perfectly because we were at Neonopolis and did the sign and go and walked right over to have the dinner, so it was fun.
That is wonderful.
It's very Vegas-y.
So when everything was said and done, was it everything that the bride and groom had hoped their wedding day would be?
I think so. I mean, they seemed very happy. They did a lot of...
They did a lot of stuff that we didn't know. And it really did my heart good that they went out and like a tourist.
Yeah.
They went and saw the city like a tourist, Tony.
They rented a car, went out to Red Rock. They got...
They got the Mirage Volcano, the Fountains of Bellagio.
The conservatory.
Yeah, like all the major things that they did. And we didn't know that they had done all these things. They had just... gone out on their own and like
they had a real vacation.
Yeah, a real family vacation.
So
you know, it was awesome.
That's very cool.
Was it the bride and groom's first time to Vegas, or had any of them been out before?
No, it was first.
It was first.
First time. Good for them. What an outstanding first. But like, you're never gonna forget that, right? You're never gonna forget. I mean, nobody really forgets their first time in Vegas, but when you pair your first time in Vegas with getting married,
right?
I mean, good on them for going out and do. I don't think I knew. Well, I don't think I knew what to do the first time I went out to Vegas. That's why I'm so bummed that I missed out on like Stardust.
We gave them a ton of ideas and suggestions. If you're here, this is what you should do. And so they took it and ran with it. And it was also, it was so much fun as, you know, she's out walking around in her wedding dress. And he obviously was in his suit and jacket, which you would have been impressed, Tony. It was a white, so he was wearing all black with a green tie, and then the jacket was white with black lapels. So,
very classy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They were looking sharp, and the number of people that were like cheering them and congratulations and everything as we're walking up and down the promenade. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That good for them. What a wonderful, wonderful sounding weekend. Sans, you know, the little drama glitches here and there.
Right.
What a good for them. That's awesome. All right, well, listen, I think we should start the show. He's Mark, she's Karen, I'm Tony, and as always, we start with Random Vegas.
The original trains used on the Las Vegas monorail were from Walt Disney World. When they debuted, they simply connected Bally's to MGM Grand. We got that from at Las Vegas locally.
So they were used?
Yes.
From Disney World?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow, no wonder they're struggling and hard to maintain.
Right, well, they're not anymore.
right. Shit, it sounds like Lyle Langley when he installed the monorail in Springfield for The Simpsons. That's awesome. Which we just watched the other day. Next up is the Twit Pick of the Week.
The Queen of the Strip, as she was known, basking in the morning glory of a sunrise shared by @_GrandpaD. The Stardust Super Pylon Marquee was remarkable for so many reasons. The font, the shower of stars, and how the pylons were designed to disappear at night. They were painted blue to do the same thing during the day, but that only worked when there was a blue sky behind it, which is like 200 plus days a year, so, you know, often. If you look close at this picture, you can see that it also captures the Silver Slipper, the Frontier, and in the distance, the Mirage.
Sorry, I just got it pulled up.
My
Wi-Fi was spinning.
Me too.
I was like, is it baffling you? What's happening?
No, I mean, it's a very cool... It's so interesting to be able to look at all the different types of signage that the Stardust has had.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a biggie.
Yeah. It's icon after icon, really.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great time that would have been to be able to, especially because with the exception of Mirage, and let's be honest, it's pretty interesting, sad, but kind of cool observation. With the exception of Mirage, everything in this picture is gone. Everything in this picture is gone.
Oh,
and as
yeah.
soon as Mirage is gone, everything in this picture is going to be gone.
Right.
Like this is what's the word I'm looking for? Surreal moment to be looking at this picture, knowing that the Mirage days are numbered and we will soon say everything in this picture is gone.
Wow. Hmm.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if you zoom in down on the base of the sign and to the left, there's like a blue half thing and there's something black in front of it. The hell is that? It looks like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I don't. Oh no, that's the Akuaku Tiki.
It's the what?
It's the Akuaku Tiki.
Okay, it looks like the Grim Reaper to me.
No, they had a giant tiki statue
doesn't it, Tony?
They had the restaurant was the Akuaku.
Yes, but it's just the way what I assume is the hood of the white car looks like the Grim Reaper's outstretched hand.
Yeah.
So Karen, now that I see it, it's the outstretched arm and
you're
hand.
You're ruining what this meant to me, all right?
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, that's when I zoomed in, all of a sudden I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's amazing. Because
the top of it looks like a hood.
It looks like the head, yeah.
And then, like a body with an arm kind of outstretched.
Are you done?
Yep.
Apparently.
Yes, we are. As always, we will link to the photo.
It was so Vegas-y and awesome, and you guys ruined it.
No,
I mean, in fairness, if there were things, if this were taken, a picture was taken during the Halloween season, that would be a very feasible thing to believe.
Right.
And it's very Vegas because you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah. Of the Grim Reaper. just never know when you're going to come across the Grim Reaper.
Okay. So, as always, we'll link to the photo on our blog. We will feature on all of our social media outlets, such as Flickr, Pinterest, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's get into the news. The news is brought to you by StripWalking.com. For the ultimate customizable POV walking experience in Vegas, check out stripwalking.com.
From the people that brought you the Vegas Skim book comes Bugsy the Documentary. This movie is looking for support to come to fruition, and this is your opportunity to be a part of it. The goal is to raise $15,000 by June 21st. To contribute and learn what benefits you can get based on your contribution tier, just go to fundiverse.com and search for Bugsy.
First up, let's talk about A's financing.
The Athletics have hired an investment banker to secure $500 million in private financing for their Las Vegas Stadium project. The person they've employed is the man behind the Disney sales of the Angels and the Mighty Ducks. Now, as a reminder, the A's have been approved for $380 million in public funding. However, the project cost of the stadium is estimated at $1.5 billion. In related news, Bally's confirmed that they don't have immediate plans to build on the site, or at least that they're in no hurry to execute them. Which I've been calling all along, you know, is they'll open eventually. No one said, you know, anytime soon.
They've got to figure out what they're doing in Chicago first before they can do anything
else.
So this whole thing is just aggravating. So, yeah, you're supposed to start construction. Well, no, you're supposed to start demolition at the end of this year. And you're still trying to open for the 2028 baseball season.
They have to break ground in spring or of 2025 to be able to do it.
Yeah, I know. And they don't even have financing.
Right.
So it's, yeah. Stupid.
Something I didn't even know was still going on, and perhaps I'm just showing my old man age. WrestleMania 41?
It was finally official. I didn't put a question mark at the end of that for the record.
No, that's me.
It was finally officially announced that WrestleMania will be returning to Las Vegas April 19th through the 20th, 2025. This will be the first time the event has been held in Vegas since 1993 when WrestleMania 9 was held at Caesar's Palace. As a part of the week leading up, the WWE programs Raw and SmackDown will bring shows to Las Vegas arenas as well.
God, this makes me feel old. The last time they were here was the year I graduated high school.
Right? Yeah. I can't believe it's been that long since WrestleMania has been in Vegas. It just seems like something they would regularly do.
Who knows? I mean, the one this year, I was surprised to hear this, was held in Philadelphia.
Yeah, in their stadium.
But it was outdoors.
Yeah, yep.
In April.
Yeah.
It wasn't very warm there.
No.
So.
It was one of their most popular, too. So, apparently stadiums is working for them.
Because this is going to be at Allegiant, right?
Right. Yep.
And then rooftop bars.
And so the RJ did an article this week detailing rooftop bars in Vegas. And I just wanted to drop them off to you guys to see what you thought of these, because I thought they were pretty spot on. The list included Level 108 Drinks at the Strat.
Yeah.
Alley Lounge at 66 at Resorts World.
Haven't been there.
See, I've done that with Alistair. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
The Hotel Bar at the Waldorf Astoria.
Never been there.
The Skyfall Lounge at Delano.
Yeah.
Or Delano. And the Legacy Club at Circa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm pretty spot on. I don't know if we needed to do a new segment on this.
I don't know if, Fountain Blue better get their shit together because they could be on this list.
They should be on this list.
Right.
There's got to be something on the top of that. There has to be.
Well, there isn't yet.
What happened to that one place that we had at last year's 360 Vegas vacation?
BrewDog?
It's a top,
BrewDog's still there.
And there, the rest of these are all like really high.
Yeah.
And BrewDog's only what, 4 stories?
Right.
Size matters.
It needs one more edible. All right. Then we've got a 2020 duel.
In another brilliant marketing ploy, Circa is hosting a 2020 high school grads do-over party at Stadium Swim Friday, June 14th. Admission is free. We'll offer complimentary food and beverage as well as complimentary ride share to those who attend. The school with the highest number of students and staff in attendance will be awarded a grant of $10,000. Wow. Festivities kick off at 11 a.m. RSVP is required at Circa Vegas. CircaLasVegas.com/grad-splash.
Grad-splash.
Yes, grad-splash. We'll, of course, have a link to this on the blog and in the show notes.
This is kind of amazing because obviously
this is so
we know,
clever.
You know, the folks that graduated in 2020 had to do virtual graduations or whatever.
Right.
But the fact that it's free, offering complimentary food and beverage as well as rideshare.
I know. I thought that was extra.
Yeah.
Cool.
RSVP and go have a grand old time.
Exactly. Yeah, you earned it.
That's super cool. Derek Stevens and his entire group are just killing it with these outrageously cool ideas that they consistently come up with.
Agreed.
Well, and this one isn't making them any money. If you think about
it is by bringing people in.
Well, yeah, you're kind of counting on the fact that they're going to stick around eventually once this event is over.
Drink and gamble and.
But that's a lot. That's a lot of free shit.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Very cool. All right. Then we've got 8 best restaurants.
Yeah, in a similar vein, I wanted to get Karen's thoughts on this. Business Inside had a piece about a writer who had been to Vegas 50 times, and they named what they considered to be the best 8 restaurants to be on the Strip. Now, food was not the only consideration taken into account for this list, just for the record.
What else did they include?
Shit.
Ambiance, location.
Service, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, the first one they've got up, they had lifts with the chef truck at Park MGM.
Haven't eaten there.
You haven't tried it yet. What about?
I've heard good things.
Okay.
But I haven't eaten there yet.
What about Lago at Bellagio?
Haven't eaten there yet. But I've heard good things.
I know you've not done Ocean Prime at Harmon's Corner either.
Yeah, don't really have an interest in that one.
All right. What about Catch It Aria?
Haven't been there either.
Wait a minute. What? You're a foodie. What is this? These are all the best restaurants. You've not been to any of them.
Apparently not. Yeah.
What about Bardot?
Nope. Haven't been there.
All right. I know you've been to Giada's.
It's Bardot.
Bardot, anyway. Whatever.
Yes, I've been to Giada's. That one I give a strong thumbs up to.
They had Secret Pizza at Cosmopolitan.
I love that this made the list.
And then Mon Ami Gabi at Paris.
That is only on the list because of the location.
And the brunch, they said.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And welcome to the show. Our dogs are getting more adventurous, so they're getting mouthy.
They're actually coming Aww. Upstairs now.
Finally.
Aww. And, well, she comes up more than he does. And
that,
she actually
that frustrates him, and he
yeah,
vocalizes
he gets frustrated,
it.
And then he barks. But she was actually—I don't know if you could see her, Mark. She was laying on the floor.
Good for her.
In front of me, so they're up here, and then they're like just jazzed, and so they won't settle down.
Right.
So the fact that she just sort of laid down, I was like, we're making progress.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. All right, talk to me about the El Cortez renovations.
El Cortez, they announced that they will undergo a $20 million refresh to the property that will include the addition of a new high-limit lounge, two new bars, a new restaurant, and a Starbucks. All this while maintaining the vintage appeal visitors have come to expect from the original property on Fremont Street. The project will include expanding the casino's footprint by 10,000 square feet and renovating 4,000 current square feet of existing casino floor.
Where are they getting another 10,000 square feet?
I think they're, well, for one, they've got a bunch of unused space on the other side of their bar that they could start using. I don't know if they're knocking that bar down or what they're looking to do, but, I mean, you're right, that 10,000 square feet, they're clearly claiming it from something else.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm surprised that they're adding a Starbucks.
Yeah?
Because there's a lot of other casino properties that are separating themselves from Starbucks.
Maybe that's why they're doing it.
Because they are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I guess Starbucks corporate is very strict. You have to buy all of your product from them, which means it's got a big markup and it's, you know, not the most cost effective. And they're just operationally, they don't work well with the properties. Like, it's their way or nothing. So I know of a couple that are transitioning out from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen, do you think that that has something to do with, and I may be totally talking out of my ass, unlike when I'm usually legitimately talking out of my ass, this time I might be legitimately just talking out of my ass. Do you think it has something to do with, there seems to be something going on where there's a certain demographic that's younger, I mean younger when I say certain demographic, that seems to be really enjoying Elko for some hipster reason, and so they think that the Starbucks will play to whomever this clientele base is that's coming into Elko.
Maybe. I mean, there's definitely a generation that is now legal to gamble and drink that grew up on Starbucks being just a treat. It was something they went to all the time.
Right.
Sure, sure.
I think what this probably is, though, is Starbucks is a huge brand name, and okay. The Elko folks probably haven't dealt with them before. So they're like, yeah, this is a big get. We get this big brand name. It's recognizable. You know, let's bring them in. That's my guess.
Okay. That's interesting. I know we've talked about it before, so I won't belabor the point, but to me, Subway always seemed like it was a good fit for Elko. It seemed like it knew its demographic. Mm-hmm. Those were the folks that would want to pay, you know, a lesser price, let's say, to get a sandwich. And now, to me, you're going in the other direction where you're buying overpriced coffee.
Coffees.
So it just, that's interesting to me that they would go from a Subway to a Starbucks, unless that is legitimately the clientele base they think they've got and are interested in that. So,
well, are they getting rid of the Subway, or are they just adding? Because if they're adding all the square footage, they might just be keeping the Subway but adding additional offerings, which is always
I think
a good option.
I think it closed. I think it's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, is
Subway's
it?
Gone.
Hmm.
I think so.
I have to pay attention next time we're in there.
All right, and what's happening with the Virgin Shakeup?
The Mohegan Tribe jointly announced with Virgin that they will end their partnership at the end of this year. Why was not disclosed, but the casino at Virgin has struggled since the transition from the Hard Rock brand.
Speaking of Virgin, some 700 employees walked off the job to strike for 2 days because ownership wouldn't meet with union leadership. Leadership has threatened litigation against those who walked off the job.
There you go. Threaten to sue your employees. That's always a great idea. Although 700 people.
I know, right?
That's a lot for one property.
Yeah. I would imagine they were slightly debilitated.
I would think so. Either that or they're hiring scabs.
Right.
And then finally, what is the high roller excuse? Oh, I know. Okay, tell me about the high roller excuse.
Right. A high roller who says his drink was drugged while playing blackjack is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the arrest of the person who did it to him. While, quote, under the influence of ketamine, he was extended markers totaling $3.5 million.
Jesus.
The victim has been sticking to his story since October of 2023. Additionally, while under the influence, he shattered an ashtray, cut his hand, and bled on the table, fell.
What is ketamine?
I don't know. Isn't it a horse tranquilizer?
Oh, it might be. I don't know. Are you Googling it, Tony?
I don't like how quickly I responded to that.
Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic that has some hallucinogenic effects. It distorts perception of sight and sound and makes the user feel disconnected. Cool. How do I get some of that?
Right.
Disconnected. He obviously felt connected to the game if he got all those markers.
Right. Apparently he did it on more than once. He didn't just ask for a $3.5 million marker. He asked for three different markers.
Wow.
That totaled it. So,
Did it say what property this was at?
No, of course not.
Because that's kind of shitty of the property.
No. It did. The MGM, because it said it happened at the MGM mansion.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, ketamine, along with other quote-unquote club drugs, has become popular among teens and young adults at dance clubs and quote-unquote raves. My mom write this? Who put
quote-unquote raves?
All right, let's move on to prop bets. For those of you unfamiliar, prop bets is an extension of the news, but with just bits and pieces and noteworthy items. Prop bets is brought to you by Vegas Near Me. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me, and it's available free on Android and on iPhone. First off, and I can't wait, this is, if I don't watch this tonight, it's certainly going to be on my weekend to watch list. The CNN documentary, Vegas, the story of Sin City, can now be enjoyed commercial free streaming on HBO Max.
It's totally worth it. I've rewatched it like two or three times already.
Oh, that's great.
It's so
How long
good.
Is it, roughly?
Four episodes, 40 minutes apiece, usually.
Okay.
I thought they were a little bit longer than that. I thought they were like an hour.
It depends on what they are. I remember one of them specifically was only 41 minutes, but...
Okay. Yeah. Well, and it was probably, Karen, if it was on CNN, my guess is it was 60 minutes, but after you take out the 20 minutes worth of commercials for HBO Max,
right.
It probably does run 40 minutes.
I just thought the episodes themselves with commercials was longer than 60 minutes. I could be wrong. Whatever.
Right.
But it's a good.
Have you seen it too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen it too. I watched it when it was on, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We had set it to record, so we've already seen it all the way through. But it's good. It's worth another watch.
Yeah.
Fun.
Plans have emerged for another resort with an arena on the site of the former Wet n Wild location. It's called LVXP. And it sounds like a clone of the AllNet Arena project with a world-class resort, missing a casino but with an NBA-ready arena. Currently, there are no renderings or financing for the project.
Yeah, I struggled whether we even included this because I'm like, geez, you couldn't even get me renderings?
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Madame Tussauds has added a shit ton of new figures to her Las Vegas collection at Venetian. The new additions include J Balvin, Travis Barker, Jack Harlow, Megan Thee Stallion, Bad Bunny, Lizzo, and Missy Elliott. Tell me.
Why would Travis Barker get in and not the whole band?
I know, right?
Just because he married a Kardashian?
He's a Kardashian, of course, Karen. The world revolves around the Kardashians.
MGM announced that they will switch the Cosmopolitan over to their MGM Grand. Nope, that's not what it's called. It's called their MGM Rewards Players Club, and they're going to do that on July 30th.
Ooh.
It's so funny you said that. That's what was in my head. And I'm like, just don't say it. It was announced that the Venetian will undergo a $1.5 billion renovation beginning this summer.
They've already started.
They're doing something to that outside wrap.
Oh, what's the name of that tower?
St. Regis.
Yeah, the outside wrap is... The building wrap is gone, and now it's like a burlap kind of looking wrap around it. So they're doing something to it. I don't know if they finally figured out, well, let's convert it to... You know, more shopping space or whatever instead of just having it sit there. But because, you know, they did announce they're not going to build it. It's completely dead as far as another tower goes.
Right. That doesn't mean they can't finish off what they got.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was just surprising. We were walking down the street last weekend and I'm like, holy crap, they took the wrap off. And it looks
weird.
Very much like a construction site.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Vince Vaughn was spotted filming on the pedestrian bridge near the Fashion Show Mall this week for an upcoming film called Easy's Waltz.
Okay.
The Fremont Street Experience announced their summer concert series starting May 25th with Seether, and will feature acts such as Hoobah Stank, Boys Like Girls, and Sublime with Rome. A full list of performers is available via vegasexperience.com.
We want to try to go down and see Hoobah Stank again?
I was thinking about it.
I like Seether. I mean, I like the one album they had. I listened to the whole thing, but I don't know if I want to. It gets so packed down there. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it does.
In news reminiscent of the Stardust, this week it was revealed that the Tropicana was profitable right up until its closure. So you have
I know,
an asset,
right?
You have an asset that's making you money, and shut it down.
I'll be honest, that was a bit of a gut shot when I read that. I'm like going, oh, God damn it, not another fucking Stardust.
I mean, the difference with the Stardust is when they shut it down, you could not have predicted the Great Recession.
It's true,
They shut down the Tropicana with no solid plans.
Well, they got a plan, and we'll just... No one believes it.
You can throw a plan up on the wall. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. You normally need to get your ducks in a row first before you close an asset that's making you money.
Right.
This whole thing is stupid. It makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry.
No. Is it?
No, it's
I thought
you.
I just did.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Pamela Anderson is starring in a new film directed by Gia Coppola named The Last Show. The story follows a showgirl who has to figure out what her future is after a Las Vegas show abruptly closes after a 30-year run, clearly inspired by Jubilee or Folies Bergère. No word when the film will see a U.S. release.
Okay, is it Pamela Anderson, like, in her early 60s?
Gotta be close.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, but I mean, her face, Karen, is only 20-something, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that.
Actually, most of her is probably...
Right.
And I mean, I don't have anything against her. I mean, I've watched a couple documentaries with her in them.
She's clearly a pioneer. I mean, she's Pam Anderson, for fuck's sake.
And she, despite her little bit of crazy face...
Right.
When she was married to Tommy Lee, she generally seems to have a pretty good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay, so was she like an original performer in this 30-year show?
That's the impression I got, is that she's kind of been around for the entire time.
Okay. Karen, she was born in 1967. She is will be 47 this year.
No, that's not right.
That can't be right.
Because I'm 48 and I was born in 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will be 57 this year.
There you go.
That makes more sense.
The restaurant Peyote at Ferguson's abruptly closed last week. No reason why it was given. Corner Bar Management, the company that owned Peyote, will look for jobs for most of the displaced employees.
I thought it was hilarious in the article that they said most people, because like in my head, like they're like going, except so-and-so. We're not fucking doing shit for them.
That's right.
Like, there's somebody clearly didn't make the list.
This makes me sad. I have eaten once. I did eat
at
Peyote. It's Mexican, obviously. I got like a street taco or something. It was really good. But this makes me sad because Ferguson's is such a unique
Yeah, but every space setup. Has growing pains.
I know, but that's been growing for a long time. I mean, this was pre-pandemic when I ate there.
Yeah.
So, and every time I've gone in, I mean, they've got some shops. They've got some really cool, funky local businesses in there.
Yeah.
But when you have a major anchor like a restaurant that closes, that has me a little concerned. Okay, enough of me. Waxing, whatever the phrase is. The Lovers and Friends Festival had to be canceled the night before the concert was to begin due to the forecast for high winds. A forecast that didn't come to fruition until the day after the concert was scheduled. Refunds will be processed within 30 days.
I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's the fucking weather. I mean, clearly, this is a dangerous situation.
Well,
it just sucks that this happens. Yeah, this is the second time it's happened.
We had tickets to the first night of We Were Young.
Yeah.
Like, the original festival that they started doing on there.
I remember when that happened. That was a gut shot, too, because you're like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, there's nothing you can do.
Well, and the difference was ours got canceled the morning of.
Right.
This one was at least the night before. But still, you got how many?
That's better.
I mean, you got to have, what, 50, 60,000 people in those festivals?
Something like
and
that.
And how many of them came in?
For that.
Right, for that. Now,
well, that's the problem with destination entertainment that Vegas is going to have to solve is that
sure.
We are destination entertainment.
Especially if it's outdoors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. You've got a limited window of time that you can host festivals on that property.
Well, because it just gets so hot.
It gets so hot, right. Yeah. So this was the last one until the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a huge, huge miss out. Although, on the plus side, I did hear that there were several of the performers popped up in other clubs and stuff around town. And we're doing performances and things there. So
that's cool.
If you were able to figure that out. Because I think, like, Snoop Dogg was at...
Yeah, but he was scheduled to be at that.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Was T-Pain scheduled to be there, too?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then never mind.
No, you know, I think about... God, who was it? Oh, Adele. You know, Adele got, quote-unquote, sick. Christina Aguilera, I think, got quote unquote sick.
Yes,
and
right.
I say quote unquote because I, you know, it's always something like, you know, fatigue or things like that. But,
or Adele was
I just can't
crazy.
Imagine. Oh, yeah, listen, I'm trying to be.
That's right. I'll be not nice for you. It's okay.
and I just can't imagine the extreme frustration and disappointment that you must feel. Frankly, I can, you know what? I can. My wife and I went out to New York City in December of 2021. Mm-hmm. And there was a resurgence of COVID in New York City, and half of the musicals that we had bought Broadway tickets to go see got canceled. And
really?
So here we are in New York City,
wow.
And we're, you know, unable to go see most of the shows that we had wanted to see.
Right.
And it's just, you know, we weren't mad. You can't be mad. It's just life happens, right?
Right.
But I know that feeling of being excited and you get there and then all of a sudden you learn that whomever you're there to see, it's not going to happen. Now
right.
But I'll tell you what, if you got to be quote unquote disappointed somewhere,
stuck
Las
somewhere.
Vegas is the damned best.
Yeah,
city.
It really is.
Disappointed.
I kept saying that too, as we were down on the strip that day, I'm like, just remember there are 50,000 people now looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Vital Vegas is reporting that Buddy V's Pizzeria is coming to Caesar's Palace Food Hall, presumably replacing the longtime staple DeFara Pizza.
No opinion.
I used to have an opinion about it, but then Secret Pizza came out and yeah, I'm
well,
like,
because you've eaten at that pizza spot
several,
a couple times.
Oh, many times.
And
many
it, you
times.
Found it to be a really good, reliable.
Yes, it was until Secret Pizza came along, and then you're like, and then like pop-up pizza, or no, pin-up pizza, and like there's a lot of decent pizza out there. And for a while, DeFario's was the only one.
Hmm.
Or DeFaro.
DeFaro.
I don't know why I wanted to throw an O in there.
This is so cool. This is so Vegas. And frankly, I would like to have been there to actually see it with my own eyes, but yeah, it wasn't.
From a distance.
Yeah,
right.
From,
you don't
yes,
want to
exactly.
get too close to this person.
That's exactly, yes. At Sin City Alerts reports security on the strip responding to vandalism in progress. an intoxicated female near a parked car carving the word slut into the paint with a machete. And I dug my machete into her side.
Nice, I like that. But a machete.
I know, where the hell did she get a machete?
She must have driven in with it.
Must
because
have.
You can't, I mean. So, again, a crazy Californian, I'm guessing. Can you imagine walking up on that? Like, you're parked
right?
in a car.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking, and, I you know, it's got to catch your eye in some way, shape, or form. And when you kind of get to the point where you can angle and see it, you're like, what the hell is happening?
That's a machete.
Right.
That is a really big knife.
I mean, good on her for having, you know, the control, because... You know, the nice thing about, say, like a screwdriver or if you're Carrie Underwood, you know, a key,
right.
You know, that's it's so, it, because it's so short, you can get good, like, how do I want to phrase it? Like
control,
like direction, angle, control. Yeah. Your hand slips while you're trying to get that machete around.
Machete,
and you're
all
take
of a sudden slut
leg.
Doesn't look like slut anymore.
Well, and think right. about, you know, drawing the lines and stuff with a machete is a lot more complicated and difficult than it would be a screwdriver or a key.
All right, you too.
I know.
In an adorably futile effort, those who are negatively impacted by F1 are calling for the event to be suspended until their concerns are addressed via a petition. Clearly, their strongly worded letter didn't yield the desired results. Yeah, so this is an online petition, and apparently they've had people from all over the world sign it.
Good. That's adorable. I love that
they got that. It's not going to change anything.
No, it's not, especially what they're asking for. Like, now what they're asking for is the moon. And you're like, okay, you know, before your ask was already a stretch.
Well, and so the funny thing is, apparently originally Clark County had done a handshake deal with F1 to kick in, like, I think it was got to be 40 million. It wasn't 40,000, like 40 million to help offset these businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Which now all of the city council positions are up for election.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody's going to back taking 40 million of taxpayers' dollars to. So that whole handshake deal supposedly is falling through. So it's.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I've never heard that. Especially if that starts to impact local elections, like if the commercials that you're starting to see on TV are,
oh
you
God,
know, John Doe allowed F1 to come in and you know, something like that.
No, ironically, I haven't seen those. I mean, there are some political ads that are coming on, but most of them that I've seen are about you know, Trump supporters that are going to finish building the wall and doing everything else. I mean, that's
all
been
right,
the bulk.
Come on, we're talking about politics. Let's talk about Vegas.
No, I'm just saying that's what I saw.
Yeah. I was hoping for.
We have to live through it. Let's not relive.
I want
it.
To see city council commercials. That would be the best, the most fun part about
city
it.
Council.
I know. I say this all the time, gang. I love when I'm in town. I love watching, especially the local morning news, because not only do I get to see just what's going on in my favorite city, I love watching the commercials. I just love to see what is being, you know,
what every other
TV.
One is a lawyer.
Well, yes,
yeah, we have
you guys
a lot
need
of lawyers.
To get your trial lawyers under control. let's see. Oh no, it's not.
No,
me.
That's Mark.
Yeah, that's me. Beto Vegas shared a progress report that the new Gordon Ramsay Burger location coming to Flamingo, and it showed that the building is being extended out to the sidewalk encompassing the former Bird Bar.
What?
Yeah.
That sidewalk is cramped as it is.
Well, but this was an extension. I mean, you got to remember, they had that Bird Bar extension out there. They're
right.
Basically just incorporating all of it now.
I know. That's still going to make that sidewalk crowded.
Yeah. Well.
Vital Vegas reports that the Noodle House at the Cal has reopened. The restaurant has been closed since the pandemic.
Wow.
I know, right? Good for them.
At Sin City Alerts, gotta love them. If you're not following them on Twitter, you really should be. Reports casino security on the strip called to a slot area for a male handcuffed with no pants on, underwear only, and requested a handcuff key from security. The subject insists he's not a fugitive. Oh, I can't talk today. He insists he's not a fugitive, but refuses to say why he's handcuffed. That would be a first question before I uncuff somebody.
Thank you.
I would be like, well, what
happened to your pants?
And how did these get put on in the first place?
Tell me more about this.
Former MGM executive Scott Sabella received a fine of $9,500 for admitting to money laundering in his casinos. The NGC is still considering its punishment, which could include a fine of up to $750,000 and a suspension or revocation of his gaming license.
Okay, so who gave him the $9,500 fine?
Federal.
That doesn't seem like enough.
No, I wouldn't think.
For money laundering?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have that in the bank and can write him a check.
Okay, but that's not what you're prosecuted on. You're not based on, you know, you're not prosecuted based on how wealthy you are.
Well, no, but he admitted to money laundering through a casino.
I don't think he was laundering it. I think he was allowing
it to be laundered.
A known bookie to come in and gamble at the casino.
That just, it doesn't seem like a big enough fine to me.
That's true. Somebody,
it's also not
Twitter
done
said,
yet. I mean, the NGC still got theirs.
The $750 makes more sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody on Twitter said $9,500. He keeps that in change in the cup holder of his car.
Right? Exactly.
They've been moving some dirt around at the Bottled Blonde at Horseshoe Grand Bazaar Shop, or where the...
Yeah, I wrote that terribly.
You wrote that wrong.
I wrote that terribly.
Bottled They've Blonde that begun... is coming to the Horseshoe.
Okay. So, yes. So, apparently, we're going to get something called Bottled Blonde at Horseshoe Grand Bazaar. And
yeah, they started moving some dirt around, basically.
So, that's on the opposite. So, where the old red... that Blake Shelton's thing opened
right.
on the, right on the corner. On the other side of the Horseshoe frontage, they're building another monstrosity.
Correct.
That is also going to be
actually,
four stories.
This building, as far as renderings go, looks better. It looks better than Old Red.
But it just... yeah. I won't rehash shit that I said before.
All right.
For once. Four queens have added a baby craps table to their casino floor.
It's adorable.
This isn't as small as a tub craps game, but close and equally adorable, as Mark just said.
I love baby craps tables.
Is this like the one that they used to have at Tropicana?
No, that's the tub one.
Oh, that is the tub one.
Yeah, that's the tub one.
My God, how do you make it in between a... Because the tub is just one side.
Right, basically, yeah. I've never seen the tub one except at Tropicana, and only for that very limited time that it was there.
That's you.
At Sin City Alerts reports security on the strip responding to a male reporting he woke up with a large box of adult toys and a, quote, leather suit in his room. Caller does not know how, doesn't know how it got there and wants it removed.
So he didn't wake up in the leather suit.
No, but
being assaulted by the box of toys.
But it's been it's hanging around there.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Sir, did you have some ketamines at a quote grave?
Right.
Good point. Was it the same high roller?
No.
Fertitta Harmon site update. He doesn't even have permits to demolish the existing Tex-Mex structure. That's, listeners, that's literally the words on the page. I read what was said.
Yeah, oh, I think you did it perfectly.
He doesn't even have permits.
He doesn't even have permits.
Wynn was denied a temporary injunction against strip rival Fountain Blue for allegedly poaching employees.
I still think it's funny that they keep referring to Fountain Blue as rival. Like, they're not in the same league, these two properties. Like, I understand you're continuing to take Thailand away from it, but... as far as competitiveness.
Well, and I mean, Wynn was able to resolve their lawsuit with Resorts World amicably. I mean, and Resorts World was basically building itself to
building
look
another
like
Wynn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a friend that was in from out of town when it was under construction, and he was like, hey, when did Wynn start building a tower across the street? Right. So, I mean, it looks so similar, but they were able to resolve that very quickly. The fact that this is going back and forth with Fountain Blue, and from what I've seen, the filings have had quotes from the senior executives on both sides. Oh, God. It's hilarious. These are really like schoolyard kids that are just going at each other. I mean, cussing and insults and it's funny.
Yeah.
Somebody should do a condensed analysis of these lawsuits going back and forth. Maybe for a 360 Vegas legal lounge.
Right.
That sounds so fucking boring. Yeah. You took Tommy.
I have to agree.
Y'all couldn't see it, but Tony was sticking his tongue out at
me. Like, oh, it sounds just god awful.
And lastly, it was announced that the 2024 NFL draft will be held at the Sphere.
NHL.
NHL. What'd I say?
NFL.
NFL. Yeah, that's a huge difference. The NHL draft is going to be held at the Sphere. It will be held June 28th and 29th.
I love that they're getting more events and stuff in there.
Yes.
I don't know how the MMA fight is going to work. That's going to be interesting. But
I think that can be pretty awesome.
Well, where are they going to... So normally in an MMA fight, you're kind of watching the TV screens depending on where you're sitting.
Right.
And it's this little bitty stage. So these guys are going to be fighting and their images are going to be projected up and around it.
Yeah, that's my guess, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to coming attractions. Attractions brought to you by Vegas.com is a portion of the show where we share with you acts and artists outside of the usual residencies that will be performing in Vegas in the future. First up is Widespread Panic. They're performing at the Theater at Virgin Friday through Sunday, September 20th through the 22nd. Shows start at 9 p.m. and tickets start at an undisclosed amount.
Jersey Boys are performing at the Orleans Daily, dark Sunday and Tuesday. Shows start at 7 p.m. with an additional 3 p.m. show on Saturday.
Ooh.
Tickets start at $70. 3 p.m., that's right up our alley.
I was just thinking that. Might have to look into that.
That was one of the shows that, you know, we got tickets to go see it, and I'm like, I don't really know anything about the Four Seasons. And then we're in the show, and I'm like, hey, I know that song. Hey, I know that song. I know that song. Like,
I actually think the play is better than the movie.
I'm trying to remember the movie.
We just watched it the other day.
I know, but I'm I might have had a couple of cocktails when we watched it.
Fair enough.
So.
Nice. Nice.
But it's a fun show.
Yeah.
It really is a fun show, and it's actually educational because you didn't realize all the shit that was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, agreed. Mini Kiss will have a mini residency at the Space venue, May 24th, July 6th, August 17th, and September 20th. Show start at 9 p.m. Tickets start at $40. This is the same venue that Monday's Dart performs in.
Okay. When you set you to quote the Space, I'm like, where the fuck is that?
Yeah.
But okay, if it's where Monday's Dark is, and you'll think that if you go see the show.
Yeah, you'll be like, where the hell are we?
Where the hell are we?
Yeah.
It's a great venue.
What exactly is Mini Kiss? Is that a group
there
or is
a bunch
it like
of,
half
a
of
bunch
kiss?
Of little people?
Yeah.
That dress up and perform as Kiss.
Oh, that's clever. Not really. Trying to be nice. Oh, hey, that's me. David Blaine has extended his residency at the Encore Theater. New performance dates are August 21st, 23rd, and 24th, and then December 29th through the 31st. Shows start at 8 p.m. and tickets start at $65.
And lastly, Keith Urban is moving his residency over to Fountain Blue, starting October 2024 and February of 2025. Shows start at 8:30 and tickets start at an undisclosed amount.
Don't forget that you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all the other artists that we report on our coming attractions calendar on the blog. Let's check the river. Like the five communal cards you get in a game of Texas Hold'em, the river can have anything turn up. So is our river segment. And this week, well, first we've got some listener feedback. So we do have a PayPal donation from Jeff Carlson. Karen, why don't you tell us what Jeff has to say?
So Jeff writes, hello and good evening. I listen to the podcast as much as I can. I sent in a donation tonight and was wanting it to be a karma donation. Question? No clue if that happened or not.
Yes, I received your donation. Thank you.
I don't know why it's a question on whether or not it's a karma donation.
Well, I don't think he specifically labeled it karma donation. I think he just made a donation, and I just assume, Jeff, that anybody that makes a donation to us, it's a karma donation. Yes.
I am catching up on episodes. We are leaving for Las Vegas on May 5th and staying for the week. So he's in town as we speak. This is Jeff and Amy. Love the show. This just gets better and better. The three of you are great. I am only at episode 470. You, Mark, asked and talked about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I agree. Fantastic movie. I watch it over and over.
See, now we have to hang out, Jeff.
Wow. That is a really long movie to watch over and over and over.
Oh, I love that movie.
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's good. Karen, I think it's good to see.
Well, it's Quentin Tarantino. I mean, to be fair, it's Quentin Tarantino.
I know, and I get the basic premise of the movie. To your point, 3 hours is a long time.
It's not 3 hours. It's like 2.5.
You keep going, I will.
You look it up.
Anyway.
Right now. I'll look so close.
Hey, can I get back to Jeff's message here, please?
Sure, please.
Anyway, we stay one night at Circa, then 3 nights at Green Valley Ranch, then back to Virgin for the last 3 days.
Ooh.
We rent a car and have lots of adventures. Would love a karma shout out, Jeff Carlson.
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff and Amy, there you go. You got your shout out. I can guarantee that you are having a fantastic time in Vegas right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
100%.
Green Valley Ranch, Virgin. I'd love to hear your feedback on those places.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's almost like he's completely avoiding the strip. Like he's trying to do everything but.
Oh, shit. I didn't even catch that theme. But yeah, you're right.
I think Green Valley Ranch is, I know for a fact, Green Valley Ranch is on my wife and my, like, want to stay a couple nights at to experience list.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, comparing, one to the other, apples to oranges, so to speak. No, that's the opposite. That's when you're not comparing things. All things being equal, I would first prefer to stay and try out Red Rock first. And for listeners that don't know, Red Rock and Green Valley Ranch are owned by the same parent company.
And
the
opposite ends of the town.
Correct,
not opposite.
Correct.
Well, opposite ends of the same side of town.
No. Henderson is almost, like, if you drew a diagonal line.
Green Valley Ranch is south.
It's southeast.
Southeast?
Right. And we're northwest.
All right.
Trust me. I've had to do that drive more times than I can tell you.
Fair enough.
Be that as it may, I do have a certain soft spot in my heart for Green Valley Ranch because they were one of the casinos that was highlighted on back in the early 2000s when they were doing reality shows, or at least quote unquote reality shows of casino operations. They
really?
Did. Green Valley Ranch was one of the shows, and Golden Nugget was a different casino.
I've seen the Golden Nugget one. That one, I think it was Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
What was the show that they were featured on?
Like, what was the name of it?
Yeah. Wait, you were supposed to look up the running time of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, 2 hours, 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
All right, so it's closer time. To, yeah, okay.
I was closest without going over by Price is Right rule.
I went over.
but 2.5, that was a little over. So anyway, that sounds fun. I look forward to getting to hear about what you think about Green Valley Ranch, Jeff. And yeah, there's your shout out, buddy. Okay, well then I guess that'll do it for episode number 486. Thank you all for listening and downloading. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to check out any of the stories on today's show, you can do so on the blog, which is 360vegaspodcast.com. You can get premium and exclusive content when you subscribe to our show at patreon.com/360vegas. And get 360 Vegas shirts, mugs, and anything else that we can slap a logo on at zazzle.com/360vegas. If you'd like to send some feedback, much like our buddy Jeff Carlson did, please send that email to Mark. His email address is 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Tony, where can folks find you?
I'm at 360 Vegas Tony.
Karen.
I'm at 360 Vegas Karen.
He just told you where you can find me, so until next time.